Hi, I'm Justin.
Also, I hate the way my voice sounds, so if you can, like, do whatever Photoshop does to voices, make me sound awesome.
And this is my lovely friend.
The beauty in the eyes of the beholder. And it's just about getting into the seat of being the beholder.
Haley.
I don't think you have to be particularly perceptive. I just think you have to look up.
This podcast is mostly just her telling me stories.
If you expose yourself to the possibility that this might be really awkward, there can be something just really cool on the other side of it.
She thinks that her life and way of looking at things are...
Oh, I thought I was kind of waiting on you. I thought you were getting your stuff ready. You're waiting on me?
Pretty normal.
You got to edit out all the misinformation about the Amish.
Maybe you can relate.
I would like a chance to re-sing the Amish paradise.
If you want lighthearted stories...
All right, you want to talk about goats?
And stream of consciousness.
I just woke up and needed some friends, and so I bought them.
Then you're going to like the Sunny Side Up podcast.
Sunny Side Up, Sunny Side Up, Sunny Side Up, Sunny Side Up.
So, if you're at all like me, you may feel that you're living in a world that can be a bit overwhelming and confusing at times. I'm also a huge fan of podcasts, documentaries, docudramas, stories, and of just information in general. Between all of that and the social media and news, sometimes our brains can feel like they're on overload. Haley and I hope that this podcast can be something of an antidote to all of that. Like little jello shots of joy and distraction. None of it is too serious or really too informative. Mostly it's just two friends who have conversational chemistry talking about whatever enters the minds of relatively ADHD people. We hope you enjoy.
Oh, okay, question. Not necessarily related to a story. Whenever I came in last night, did I look like a rich white lady to you? You pointed out that I had, like, bleach marks on my men's sweatpants, which, by the way, men's sweatpants are superior to women's because...
Really?
They've got full-size pockets. Anyway.
I love the obsession. I didn't realize that women were so obsessed with pockets until, like, the last handful of years. Like,
it's I don't know if it's fair to say we're obsessed with pockets. It's just that we've been given pants that don't have good
pockets.
That's
what I'm saying.
If you didn't have them...
No, this is, like, the built-in advantage of being a man, apparently. I didn't know what I didn't know. I just was like, yeah, I was like...
That and the full dollar for your dollar's worth where we get in the 72 cents. Those pockets...
Hey, listen, listen. If you listen to... I'll give you the episode... on Freakonomics, where they will explain to you there is no $72. That's actual nonsense.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah. No, women have...
I'm so glad to know that the lack of equality was just in my head.
It's just in your head. It's totally in your head. Yeah, it basically... I'm going to bastardize this terribly, so you really need to go to the source. But essentially, they had to control for a whole bunch of things, including most of the women were making choices to not stay in the workforce as long or give as many hours because they were like, hey, I'm needed at home to take care of this, that, or the other. So once they controlled for that, women were almost, pretty much
equal.
The same. And there's actually some segments, it's small segments, but it's women between the ages of like X and X, college education, are outperforming men.
Okay.
Right. So
that's kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
And you see that in politics also. Women are less likely to run for political office, and it's not because they're not allowed or because they lack access. It's because they maybe prioritize family at different times, and that would just remove them from the playing field in a lot of regards. But they vote more often than men, which is an interesting why. Why do you think women vote more often? Is it because we didn't get the right to vote until 1920 or 1919? Or is it in...
I think women...
Because we ain't working jobs and we got the time to go to the polls.
No, women are more socially... So you guys are built for socialization much more than men. And I have this idea... the reason you guys go to the
voting
doctor more than us.
Social engagement.
You guys do social engagement. You guys go to the doctor more than us. You guys vote more than us. Excuse me. You guys are more likely to have several friends that you meet with on a monthly or biweekly basis in a way that we aren't. Like, we'll just like, you'll find a guy that's been like living in a shed for like 3 years scratching his beard. He would love a friend, but we won't like go out of our way to like really engage that much. Most of the time, when we engage with people, it's because our wife brought us somewhere or invited somebody over, and now
it sounds like we're just more responsible.
You guys are.
Like, we've just got a better handle on our than y'all do.
totally do. Yeah, exactly.
We be voting just because we prioritized it and y'all forgot.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe so. Yeah. No, I was wondering, so I'm wearing the sweatpants with, and you mentioned the bleach mark on them, but you didn't mention anything else like me looking. I was wearing that exact same outfit whenever last, I think in the last season we mentioned that I had to go sit in the ER for a couple hours with Bree.
The throwing up, there was a the, throwing was, up or
yes.
peeing.
It was my only experience in an ER waiting room. And if it's always that bad, then apologies to everyone for the American healthcare system. It was terrible. But but I was wearing the same hoodie that I had on. It's like a $10 Hanes or Fruit of the Loom, not even like a fancy name brand. Came off of Amazon. And while I'm sitting there, the man who was peeing on the floor next to me. And, I mean, he did apologize to me as it was happening.
You know, hey, listen, my thing is that if I pee on the floor, I just look around and go, I'm sorry.
Right.
And I expect everybody to be like, hey,
what else
this
can
is
you
fine.
Do? But that same guy, when he was looking at me, he was talking about how I was probably going to get better care because I was, you know, me, a rich white lady.
Yeah.
He was a black man. He's older than me, but he was probably dressed better than I was. Mm. You saw my...
I saw
my drip last night.
By the way, do you know, I hope you know what you just did right there. That was an amazing pun. Your drip?
Yes. Oh, with the pee on the floor? Is that,
no.
Where's the pun?
No. Okay, to the audience, I'm a little, I have to apologize to my friend. Maybe it's because I'm in Atlanta, but drip is, I'm sure it was come up with by my black friends, but drip is a word for like the way you dress.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay. Good
did
Lord.
You like my drip? What other drip did you think I was talking
about? I had no idea.
About?
Sorry, I'm going to totally cut that part out. Like Justin's just showing his ass. That's great. Never mind.
No, that's okay. That's what I meant. Like my
okay. I thought you meant the drip. Here's how dumb I was. I was thinking because it was a line of bleach, you meant drips of bleach.
Oh, yes. No, that would have been relevant. No.
Okay.
I was wearing the same thing. The pants may have been different, but the hoodie was the same. But I'm pretty sure it was the same thing. And he was just assuming. He was like, you, a rich white lady. And I was like, what sort of...
Yeah, like, what's your... What's
like,
your
what about me?
Definition?
I had, like, the slummingest... Thank you.
Yeah.
The hair up.
Yeah.
Like, just bun. And, again, the hoodie, like, tied all over my face. Nothing but my eyes peeking out because I was afraid of breathing the air.
Mm-hmm. What about that, like, gave away,
like
I live
assume,
on a mansion?
Yeah, do you just assume that all, or is it the, like, people carry themselves different? Is it good posture? Was it my unwillingness to breathe air and act because I thought it was dirty? It was about germs. It wasn't a class bias. I just wondered if it caught your eye because I thought that was...
No, I mean, I don't...
I am also not a wealthy white or any other demographic. Like, by any standards, I'm not wealthy.
Yeah.
So he was wrong about it, but I just wondered...
No, like, how you come up. No, I'd say, like, today, like, your fuzzy sweater, and it's got, like, a little bit of style. You look a little bit more like the wealthy white lady. I will say... Yeah, you look a little like you could model in that. I will say last night, nothing about it caught my eye except...
Right.
Except
yes.
Your bleach drip.
Yeah.
That one was an intentional double right there.
Good.
Yeah, okay.
You're
in a game where, like, if you run across a little pot or, like, a little thing in the game and it gives you, like, points, it goes, and, like, you know, I feel like I got a...
Achieved.
Yeah, I achieved.
Level up.
Leveled up.
Well, joke's on you, because this sweater came from my daughter's giveaway stack. It was headed for Goodwill, and I snatched it out of
there. I'm just saying, yeah. So, but long story short, no, I don't think your outfit last night was particularly... I wouldn't have gotten rich white lady off of you.
Yeah, okay.
I would have gotten comfy white lady, potentially.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I was going for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, sir, I'm pretty sure that your insurance is better than mine. You'll be getting better care than us. And lo, in fact, we did not get any care from the ER. So
yeah,
it was just a thing that I thought about last night whenever I was packaging it up. Like, I wonder, did anybody get, here comes rich white lady mm-hmm. with her... bright blue hoodie, but
no, I missed that one.
It's disappointing.
Yeah.
Hello, lovely friends. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And it would mean the world if you would tell other people about this podcast and maybe even spam your social media accounts with just how much you're enjoying it. If you are, of course. Also, commenting and rating us on whatever platform you're downloading or streaming from is incredibly helpful to a little startup podcast like this one. On the other hand, if you are dissatisfied with your listening experience, please leave all of that hate on someone else's podcast, just maybe to confuse them a little bit, right? But most of all, we hope you keep looking up and looking for the sunny side of life.